All right. So, okay, so we'll, since we didn't really intend to start last Chabura, last time, I'll just do a quick Chazara, since we were forced by Adam to start. Not everybody was here, so we'll do the quick Chazara. So last week, we started with the first topic we're going to deal with is the topic of Mitzvah of Avera. This gets introduced in our Gemara. It's the first psul that's listed in our Mishnah. And the Gemara introduces, the Gemara says we have two opinions, and a machlokas amarayim here, about whether or not this psul is limited to Yom Rishon, or it's also Chal Shar HaYamim. What Shar HaYamim are, that's another topic, but it doesn't apply to Shar HaYamim. According to one Amora, namely Shmuel, it's only pasul be Yom Rishon, Lulav HaGazal, and the reason is because in Yom Rishon we require Lachem, because the pasuk says Lachakim Lachem, Chazal Darshan Lachem Shalachem, so therefore the Dalaminu have to be yours, and Lulav HaGazal isn't yours. So that's why it's pasul on Yom Rishon, but since it says Lachem, and we take this, Chazal take it to mean be Yom Rishon Davka, or perhaps since we're dealing with the Kadir Rabbanim, which doesn't include the requirement, which doesn't have the Chazal, we're not mitaking that it needs to be yours, or both. Either way, we're dealing with the 7 days, the Shar HaYamim, so in that situation, we don't need Lachem, and therefore you can be Yotzei Yibishal, and Mitoch Yotzei Yibishal, you can be also Yotzei Begazal. The other Mora, however, or Nachman, I believe, or Nachmani, says that, no, Lulav HaGazal is Pasul Kol Sheva, even though it's true, you only need Lachem Yom Rishon, but even Shar HaYamim it's puzzle because it's a mitzvah of Avera. And the Gemara proceeds to cite two psukim in Nach in order to illustrate that we have such a psul. Ve'vesem gazol v'se p'seach v'sachola, gazol dem d'p'seach, ma p'seach les le'itakanta, av gazol les le'itakanta. This is true even l'achar yeyush, so therefore, what you get from here is, we'll get to the Gemara's in detail when we deal with the parameters of mitzvah of Avera. The reason for this being puzzle is because it's the mitzvah of Avera. The Gemara quotes another pasuk, Ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat tzonei gezel be'ola. So these dictate that there's a psul mitzvah of Avera. Since it's a mitzvah of Avera, it's going to be puzzle. This is something which applies b'en b'yom rishon, even b'shar hayamin. Now what does Shmuel hold? We didn't touch on last week, we won't get to it this week. Maybe he doesn't have mitzvah of Avera at all. Maybe he limits it. He thinks that this doesn't fit in within its parameters. But we'll get to all that starting today. So just what we discussed last week was just what is the makor and source, the level of this psul, mitzvah of Avera, at least for those shittas that say we have such a psul. So some rishonim say it's midi rabbanan. This we saw was Tosos and Sukkah Daftes, explaining why we need a pasuk, why the Gemara needs to cite a pasuk to exclude the possibility of being Yotzei B'Sukkah Gzula. It's a local pasuk from Sukkah. Why not just say Mitzvah B'Avera? So the answer one of the answers that Tosfos gives in that test is because Mitzvah B'Avera is only a psul derabanan, and therefore it's not going to count as a psul min haTorah. When the Torah wants to disqualify it, it's going to have to disqualify it via a particular drasha because there is no such general principle of midaraisa. That's what the Tosfos say there. The Ramban and the Rabbeinu David and Psachim likewise explain that the reason there's no psul, that the Gemara explains the Mishnah's psul of Matzah Shel Tevel by quoting a pasuk regarding matzah that's only something which is, I'm sorry, regarding Hekesh Matzah and Chametz, that it's only, this is the Gemara Psachim Lamed Hey, it's only something which is Aser Bishum Bal Tochal Bilvad, essentially, Bal Tochal Chametz Bilvad, that you can be Yotzi with matzah, not something which is Aser Mitzad already Tevel. So, for that reason, says the Gemara, you can't be Yotzi with matzah Shel Tevel. I says a lot of Rishonim, why don't we just need side a pasuk of Mitzvah over there? Right? So the answer that the Ramban Psachim and the Rambam Psachim give is because really that's only a psul derabanan. So therefore, again, same idea, if we have a psul tevel that's min haTorah, it cannot be explained by resorting to the principle of mitzvah there. It's only a psul derabanan. That's why the Gemara needs to find some other separate local drasha to explain the hafkah of matzah shel tevel. So those are shown to think that it's derabanan. Many others, however, I would say most, think that this psula is deraisa. Some are explicit, like the Ritva. Others are implicit. They just simply give answers to these questions. They ask the questions as well. Why do we need sukkah gzula, a pasuk? Why do we need a pasuk regarding tevel? And they give answers to that question, answers which we'll get to, meaning that this is a good question. We have a psula deraisa already in mitzvah b'avera, so therefore that should, in theory, make it superfluous to quote a psula deraisa of sukkah gzula when we already have mitzvah b'avera. The reason that it's fact we do require sukkah gzula, a pasuk for sukkah gzula, is because either it falls outside the parameters, or at least I could have thought it fell outside the parameters of mitzvah b'avera, but the bottom line is the premise that you have a psula deraisa already in mitzvah b'avera, that is true, it is a deraisa psula. And what is the makor for this psul? So, from the Yushalmi has its own makor. Eila ha-mitzvos, it's specifically the mitzvos done k'mitzvasan, which means either an avera can't be a mitzvah can't be an avera, eila ha-mitzvos. So that's understood to be a source for psul mitzvah b'avera, according to the Yushalmi, and that's what the Ritva cites it as, and the Ritva notes that pasuk is in Torah, so it's clear that according to the Yushalmi, this is a psul deraisa. That's, or at least it's implied, because it's a pasuk, assuming it's not an esmachta. That's why I think it's only mashma ksas, I think, in the Ritva, because one could have said maybe it's just an esmachta, but since it's not obvious that that's the case, so we should take it as meaning it's deraisa. That's the Ritva. The Ritva points it out in here in Sukkah Daf Tet. He just notes that the lesser can muchak yishami b'sachim gabe matzak zulav hasam nami muchak ksas mitzvah b'aver is a Torah. That's the Ritva's consistent shita. He just points out over there the yishami has a pasuk min haTorah. So that's one possibility. The makor for this psula deraisa is eila mitzvos. But within the Bavli, it doesn't seem like that's the case. The Bavli quotes two psukim from Nach, and here's the issue. And this is where we started to analyze that lechora. There's good reason to assume that if you have a din which is somehow derived from psukim and nach, then we're not dealing with a din deraisa. It cannot be that this is deraisa. Why? Because we have a principle which we discussed at some length, just in terms of the where we find it from, where we get it from. But we have a principle of ein avir shada chadash davar miata. So whether or not that's in part based on lo b'shamayni, in part based on bal tosif, but we have a principle. You cannot learn dinim from a navi, and sifrei nevuah are nevuah. They're from Nevi'im. Not that they're from Nevi'im, they're nevuah. Right? I mean, it's not the issue of the Gavra, it's that it's via his prophecy. So l'chora, what would emerge is, if ain't over Yerushalayim Kadosh Davar Me'ata, so to derive, this is just a general point, to derive a din, deraisa, from Divrei Kabbalah, that seems to be not pashut at all. And indeed, this is something I added. As I said last week, the Reina David, I think, was implies this point in explaining and arguing for its being a derabanan. It sounds like he thinks that's supported by the fact that the psukim that are cited for it are from Nach. I think it's even more explicit, and this is what I added on in this week's in the Maram Chalava. Another Talmud Rashba is a Talmud Rashba in Psachim. There, he I think he's just even more explicit about this point. He says Elad Dekevan. This is on the first page of the Makor sheet. Elad Dekevan Dahai Yisurim and derabanan who did me divrei kavali afinan la. I think even perhaps even more explicit that's the point. I mean, it's from Divrei Kabbalah, therefore it has to be Derabanan. That's what it seems to be arguing. This seems to be, as a general principle, something which you find expression in the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam in Minyan Mitzvos, in his Shorashim, in Shorash Aleph, says that anything which comes from Nevi'im, from Tekuvas and Nevi'im, that cannot be deraisa, and therefore doesn't belong on this list. He's making both of those points. I mean, the Bahag lists things that he was that are from Sukkim, mitzvos that are from Sukkim and Nach. So the Rambam takes him to, from Sukkim from Nach and others, other takanos from Nevi'im, takes him to task. This is a problem. Anything from Nach, that's not going to be deraisa. Rather, what you have, if you're going to have a din which is derived from Navi, what you have is what the Rambam himself explains quite clearly in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph, regarding Kavod Ve'Oneg, that these are mitzvos midivrei sofer, meaning you can have a takana derabanan. It could be in via Nevi'im that it's introduced, but it has the status of a takana derabanan. I think we discussed last week. I was Msubak. I'm not sure whether or not the Rambam conceives of this as there being a Beis Din with the Navi making the Taki in these things, or just via his nevuah, he can pronounce a Takana Derabanan. But that has it has halos of a Takana Derabanan just simply via his nevuah. I'm not sure about that. The Rambam, he says explicitly in the Haktamah L'Minyan Mitzvos that I have here, on page 2, the third source on the bottom, that when I say that Nevi'im cannot add, so if Mosifu based in Navi Shiyeb Osazman Mitzvah Derech Takano Derech Aro Derech Gzeira Ein Zot Tosefes Shari Lo Amruga Shakarash Baruch Hu Tzivla Asos V'chule V'chule. So I don't know if that means that any time, therefore, where you have such dinim which are derived from Nevuah, then the implication is they're din derabanan, and the implication is that there was a beis din with the navi that in addition to, let's say, the navi Yeshaya saying the karas l'shabbos oneg, we had a divrei sofrim, we had a beis din mitakin kavod v'oneg, or just via the fact that the navi pronounced it, that itself is an independent way to get to kind of derabanan sort of chal. I'm not sure about that. But either way, that would seem to be what emerges. And again, the question then becomes, how do we understand otherwise? I mean, how do all these Rishonim think that this psul is a psul deraisa, if indeed is derived from Dibrei Kabbalah? Yeah.
So the one side is that the Tekon Zerubbanan from had the base. But what's the side that there wasn't a base in there? I mean, like, does that mean that Kosh Baruch Hu is being mitzave him to be mitzakein, or it's a mitzvah derubbanan? Or
yeah.
Is that he decided, hey, I'm a Navi, and I... be masaki whatever
right.
I want, and I'm gonna
so it's a good question. To be honest, this is already I have to look up into it. I think this is developed somewhere. I don't know if it's in Maharas Chayis or
the whole discussion of what's called Divrei Sofrim. Is that Divrei Nevuah, Divrei is that closer to Allah Moshe Misina?
Right. We'll get to some of that actually in the Mishnayos already. You see the Divrei Sofrim doesn't always mean Derabanan, it could also mean just the Sofrim working out what's Deraisa. We'll see that in the context of Batoser. That's how it's used in Mishnayos. Is this parallel to it? I don't know if it's parallel. I'm not sure how related this is. I mean, the Rambam here, when he says "mi divrei sofrim," there's no question he means that it's chachamim. He says much the same in other contexts, and he says chachamim explicitly. But this is what he means here is shnayim natar v'shnayim divrei sofrim. He means that these are mi derabanan v'hem frush na'idei neviim. So that's the idea, is that the neviim are expressing mufurash. I think the Rav actually discusses this in Kavod V'Oneg, but I don't remember what he says. I'm not sure if he raises this as a suffix or he just says that apparently you I think maybe some of you didn't have a beis din, and then I think he maybe developed this idea that the navi can has the basically is in saying nevuah is, as far as din and derabanan are concerned, is basically the equivalent of a beis din mitakin. It's a chiddush. I agree with you. If you want to say that we can just assume that there was a beis din that was mitakin this, then I have no problem with that. I just don't know that historically. I don't know that the Rambam is making that claim historically. He says it when Chazal say that beis din, you know, shell, whatever mitakin. You have that several places, but Chazal don't say it. He doesn't say it, so I don't want to put it in his mouth. But in any event, the principle I think is relatively clear that it would seem that, you know, this has to be so, because otherwise it's a violation of Ein Avi Rishal Chadash Armiata. There is no more. It has to be only derabanan. There is no more tzivoy min haTorah. If you want to say there's no tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could say it that way. So then, how do we say this? How is this a din deraisa? So the truth is that the way I presented it was somewhat one-sided. There is a clear exception, and that there are clear examples that indicate this. The Gemara in Tanya Sid Zayin Obeis, and this is a Gemara that appears in Chas a number of places, but I just took this one in Tainus, says regarding the dinim or the isser of Purei Rosh, when it comes to Shtuye Yayin, says the isser of a Kohen to be Oved, Shtuye Yayin or Purei Rosh, so Shtuye Yayin is in the Pasuk, it says Yayin Shecher Al Tesh. But where do we know Purei Rosh from? So it says Rosh Am Loi Galechu Par Loi Shalechu, that's in Yecheskel, right? So that's what the Gemara asks. And Puri Rosh is Nisa Deraisa, it's a Chimisa. So the Gemara basically asks this question. Amar Ravina Ravashi, Hamikami Dasi Yecheskel Man Amra. We're talking about Din Deraisa. So you can't tell me Yecheskel is the Makor. It seems to be, again, the idea would be Ein Avi Rishal Chadash Armiata. So it has to be Mikami Yecheskel. And who said it before Yecheskel? All right? So the Gemara says, that we have precedent for this, actually. What's the precedent is Rav Chisda's statement regarding an RL. That an RL, the to be Oved is an RL, so that we actually don't have an Isser min HaTorah. We only derive it from Divrei Kabbalah. That's what Rav Chisda says. Davar zeh mitoras moshe lo lamanu, mi Divrei Kabbalah lamanu. Ko ben achar, ara lev, ve ara basa lo yavo amikashi. Hamikamei deasi yechezgal man amar. You can ask the same question, and we should. So who said it before Yechezgal? So the answer the Gemara gives is man amar, ela gemara gamirla. It's a halachah from Sinai. Ve'asa yechezgal v'asmecha akra. So Yechezgal simply gave a textual basis to it in his nevuah. When he said the nevuah, and when he was co-saved the nevuah, that's just a textual basis to a halacha that was given beforehand, namely Misinai, halacha Moshe Misinai, and that's what we'll say here. Achinami Gemara Gemirla v'asa yecheska v'asa machakra. So this is really halacha Moshe Misinai. It happens to be that the first time it's expressed written form is in nevuah. They came and they placed it in the pasuk in written form in ksuvim in nevuah in sifrei nevuah, but the din is a din deraisa. It's a halacha Moshe Misinai. So this is one possibility. That's the one you really have explicit in the Gemara. Another one, in terms of how you can have it in deraisa from Nevi'im. Another one that you find is actually already you find it in not so much in the Gemara, but in the Rambam. When the Rambam discusses, and I have it I think included here in the sheets, when the Rambam discusses in Sefer Mitzvos when he attacks the Bahag for having listed tzivuyim that are from that you find in Sifrei Nevi'im, so he says that they're not deraisas. Generally speaking, they're not deraisas, and therefore you shouldn't be listing them in the Targum Mitzvos. And then he says that he has another sort of angle of attack, which is with regard to some. It's not that they're not deraisas; it's that they're not sever mitzvos from nevuah. What are they? They are clarifications, they are expansions, they are explanations of a din Torah. In the context, this is just the example. He doesn't use this as a category, the Rambam. He just notes the specific example. When Behag lists as a mitzvah of Habashas Arumim, because it's, so the Rambam explains, because he found in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, it says, Kisera Arom v'chisiso. So the Rambam says, that's not a mitzvah, that's not an independent mitzvah. Rather, that's a mitzvah tzedakah, and it's just explaining what is demachzera. Right, a person's used to having clothing. Right, so that's just an explication of a mitzvah min haTorah. And this is something the Ramban. These two possibilities are what the Ramban points to in his response to the Rambam in his Sefer Mitzvos in Sefer Mitzvos in Shorash Beis. Is a bold claim here, but. If you take a look at the end of page 3, he says ki abav yadanu, because of the principle. So the bold claim he makes here is that he goes in the other direction. He says you can't have. It basically, it sounds like there are no any time you have a tzivoy benach. All those examples the Rambam brings prove that post Moshe takanos are derabanan. That's all true, but not if they're written b'derach tzivoy nach. They're written in nach b'derach tzivoy, so it has to be. Din Torah, not that it can't, it can be. It has to be. He says, which is the bold claim part of this, because I'll just mention at the end. First of all, it's not clear why that has to be, but second, he would then or be committed to saying like Kavod Vonik, for instance, is min haTorah. I guess it's Chesh Mesina, I guess, or it's a parish of Sukkot Torah. That's also possible. But you'd be committed to saying that for everything. But anyway, he says, "Va'anin nazem meishuzarne b'Torah ele mitzvos melamet einavir yishalachas shavur me'ata yedana ki abav b'nevua." Hold on, dvar Torah hu. It has to be Dvar Torah, because otherwise it would be violating Ein Avi Yerushalayim L'Chadash Davar Me'ata. And what, in what way could it be Dvar Torah? He says, Oshu Perishu Pasuk Shel Torah, which is what we just saw in the Rambam, that it could be an explanation, expansion, an explication of a din in the Pasuk. Oshu B'yadam Halach Hashem Sinai, and then he quotes the Gemara regarding Yechezkel being Sameh HaKra, what was theretofore a Halach Hashem Sinai, just oral. So you have those two possibilities, and then I think we can throw in a third, and I think this one's going to be particularly relevant for us here, in part because it's not easy to see how this could be, what mitzvah min haTorah this would be an expansion of, in part because, and as far as Halach Hashem Sinai, I don't know that we find Rishonim say that this is Halach Hashem Sinai. It's possible. Maybe that's what the Rishonim hold, that it's a din deraisa. Maybe that's what they're holding, that they're saying this is a psul min haTorah, it was a halacha Sinai, and Ba Yecheskel and Ba Malachi, I'm sorry, Ba Yeshaya, Ba Malachi, Vasmachu Akra, that could be. But I think the third possibility you actually find in the Ramban in a couple of places, which is not, and well, how it gets, how it relates to what he said before in Pesachim, it's a question. But the third possibility, I think, is to say that this is simply a svar, meaning we have a concept, and this is illustrated in Gemara Ksuvos, that something which is a svara, that svara can also serve as a basis for a mak, for a din min haTorah. The Gemara says in the context of Pesha Asar, we have a din of Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir, how do we know this? So the Gemara says, do you really need a pasuk for it? Lama likra svarahi. You know, and the Gemara concedes that if it were true that you had a svara for that very din, the din that we actually do have, then you wouldn't need a pasuk. Svara is an independent basis to be for din d'oraisa. According to one daya, for instance, this is the basis for the din of Motzei Chervo L'Vraya. So svara is it's possible that you have a din which is based on svara, and I think one could argue very simply. I don't think this is really much of a chiddush that you can have a din which be a svara and also have it appear in nevuah. They are simply reflecting the svara. I don't know if I would say it's asmachu akra. It's kind of like an asmachu akra, but it's not a lachshon v'sinai. It's simply a svara that was always toface as a svara, and it's simply something that is being reflected in the pasuk. When it comes to, you know, the iser of Purei Rosh, so that's not something that's obvious that we know is svara. Therefore, it had to be that it was halachah from Sinai, if not a perish of pasuk shel Torah, which it wasn't. And therefore, the Gemara says it was a halachah Moshe Sinai. But something which is a svara, which we know is svara, that could very well be that that's also a din d'oraisa that you find written up in Nach, but not as an independent makor. It's simply reflecting the svara. And I saw that, I think the Evan Ezra really does say this, if I'm not mistaken. When he says it about Hakrivei Nalefechasecha. Right? Because I mentioned to you that the Kesef Mishnah, I think in accordance with what we had been developing, the idea of Ein Over Shachar Zermeata, and therefore you cannot derive derises from Divrei Kabbalah, I think it was on the basis of that he argued in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, or he just assumed rather, in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, that if you have something a soul for a korban based on hakrivei and alz vechasecha, it's pasuk malachi, so that's going to be only a din derabanan. So the Eben Ezel, I think others say this as well, disagrees, and he doesn't claim it's halachah v'sinai. He says it's simply, you don't need it to be halachah v'sinai simply because it's a svara. Obviously, hakrivei and alz vechasecha, would you bring this to somebody who was deserving of great honor and great dignity? No, so then of course you can't bring it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's just as far. So I think one could argue something similar here, right? Binzva Baba Vera is not a; it's a soul deraisa misvara. Kini Hashem sone gezel beola. So the Ramban, I think, actually kind of hints at this. First in the Machamos and Sukkah, if you take a look, he actually says explicitly that it's a svara. Perhaps he first quotes Shekevin Shegazel biyado enek desha mitzvah and yutzin husha Kadosh Baruch Hu moes gezel beola. So first of all, he's playing off the language in nevuah. He's adding in another one, Botzeya Beirach Nietz Hashem. We'll get to that today. And Ani Hashem Tzoni Gezel Be'olah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moes Gezel Be'olah. So of course it's going to be Pasul. And then he notes this is in the Mechamos where he's passing that, like Rabbi Yochanan, that held, I'm sorry, I think I said it was Nachmani. It was Rabbi Yochanan who held that a Lulav of a Gezel is Pasul Kol Shiva because Mitzvah Bavera. So he says, Hilchos Lekir Yochanan, Didei Adifa. Then he says, "Mikol Malkom b'may da Amar Mitzvah b'Avera Lav Mitzvah Kvasei Kaimlan the Inami Lesley or the Inema Lesley Mehaykra." We'll get to what he's dealing with. He's saying, but let's say Rabbi Yochanan couldn't derive it from this pasuk Lesley Mehaykra Misvara Islay Mikra Achrina the Darish Hachas Sonei Gezel Be'olah. It says Misvara Islay Mikra Achrina. So I take that to mean that he's not really being Dorish it. It's Misvara, meaning that other Kra is Divrei Kabbalah. So this is really Misvara. He knows this. Kiyani Hashem Gezel Be'olah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted. And I think you find something like that in the Hasagos Ramban on Hilchos Lulav L'Harayvid. It's hard to give the place to find it because it's broken up in different places, different ways. But I just quote the paragraph here in page number 3. And he makes the same point that we're paskening the Mitzvah Bavera is a problem. So he says... Kevin Shemitzvah Babaver, this is the long second last line. Kategorhi, Ein Yotzim Bola Olam, Mikra Male Diber Kasu, Sone Gezel Be Ola, the Heyach Yvarech Asnu Av Shakarash Baruch, Ein Zem Yvarech Lemonites. The other Rabbi Bashani says, and this is also for dinder, for if you're talking about a mitzvah derabanan. Okay, so it sounds like from here to me that he's saying it's obvious, it's misvara. We know how could you bring it? How could it count as a mitzvah, as a kima mitzvah? So negezel be'olah. So if not, if the Ramban isn't claiming, I think I'll say it, that this is a possibility that. That this is a din d'oraisa misvara. We know this misvara. And the psukim here are simply expressing what we know misvara. And I think that this point that we would have this din derived just misvara, we know misvara. I think this points to something which is crucial hashkafically and halachically as well. And the idea, I think, is that if we just looked at mitzvah simply as duties and prohibitions, so we might consider them sort of independent items, different rules on a checklist that we have. So if I take a lulav, if I stole a lulav, and then I use that lulav, and I'm notal that lulav, so I'll say that as far as my mitzvah, the duty of lukachtem lachem, yom rishon, that I fulfilled. I also, if I look at the don'ts, so I also did one of those. I stole. So fine, so I've done an aver, and I've done a mitzvah. But if we look not just to the mitzvah, but the mitzvah, and if we can conceive of being a kaima mitzvah as complying with the will of the mitzvah, so then, in order to determine whether a particular act constitutes a kiyum mitzvah, so then you have to look at the whole picture, right? If you want to know, is this act a kiyum of mitzvah, so l'kachtem l'chem b'yom harishon, so we can't look only to that pasuk, in isolation from the rest of Torah, right, the rest of his revealed will, because Torah chasuma nina, right? He who commanded mitzvah lulav also prohibited gezel. And Meila, given that Torah chasuma nina mehichtesi, that the act of stealing and being yotze with and taking that mitzvah and being notel that lulav, that is complying with the Baruch Shalom's will of ulkatim lachem. So obviously, misvara, we know it can't be a kium of mitzvah because it isn't complying with the Baruch Shalom's will. It's detestable to him. So ne gezel be'olah. So that's a crucial point. And I think that this is maybe, I don't know if it's al derech hadrush, but I think maybe you can argue this is the basis, this is maybe what's underlying the opinion of Rikiva in the Mechilta of the Rishmal. He has a historical Mechilkis with the Rishmal about HaKadosh Baruch Hu announced the mitzvos and the lavin, and the Bnei Yisrael said Nasav Nishma, and they responded. When they announced the mitzvos and the lavin, so they have a Mechilkis, what was Bnei Yisrael's response? So Rabbi Yishmael says Milamich Hayu Omrim Al Hain Hain V'alav Lav, that they would say to a mitzvah Saseh Hain, and they would respond to a mitzvah Lo Saseh Lav. Right, we won't. Dear Rabbi Yishmael, what does Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva says no. Al Hain Hain V'alav Hain. They said yes to both. Why? Why would you say yes to the Lav? Because they're committing themselves not to the mitzvah, they're not committing themselves to refrain from that prohibited act. They're committing themselves to the mitzvah, to their Bonar Shalom. We accept what you're commanding us. Now, what did he command us? We're mushba v'yomed. So, what did he command us? So he commanded us not to be gozel. Fine. But the point was that's something that we're committing. That's an expression of a commitment to him. It's yet another expression of our commitment to him, of our accepting him as our mitzvah, as our melech, as our adon. So we would say, hein, whatever flows from that, whether it's a lav or an ase. So this idea of sort of looking to the mitzvah as opposed to just the mitzvah, I think you might have as reflected there. Either way, I think that's a significant point, that there is no kiyum of l'kachim l'chem here, misvara. There's no kiyum of l'kachim l'chem, because how could it be a kiyum? Hani Hashem so negezel be'olah. You violated his word, his will, so it's not a, you don't get credit for that as a mitzvah. Okay. Any questions?
Do you think it's so clear in the Asagos of the Ramban that he's saying it's misvara?
Mikrei Mala Divar Kaz, you know, I just think... I don't just think he's saying I'm a dyke from this. Hey, you know. to me, it sounds like you hear the righteous indignation. I don't know if it's just like he's been medayged from the pasuk. I think. It's the same, similar to what I think he says. I mean, he says explicitly in the Mechama, so you can learn this Dini Svara. And then he also adds in the Mikra Achrina, but I don't think those are independent precisely because that Kra Achrina is not in Torah, it's in Nach. So unless the Ramban is committed, I mean, it wouldn't be a Svara then. I think he's saying this is a Svara. And Yashem, so how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu credit you with the Kima Mitzvah for bringing him something that he hates? So I it sounds like to me it's a Svara, and it's just, you know, the Nevi'im said it. But the din is as a din is chal as a svar. It's just, it's obvious it can't be a kima mitzvah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially because, I mean, imagine that you have the chavetz chayim, then you put in a lulav in front of him, and like it's already been stolen, it's already been yeish, but still,
yeah.
Or let's say, you know, I mean, well, let's say he stole the chavetz chayim, stole it, of course, you know, ecstatic. But let's say the chavetz chayim stole it, the mess is done, the yeish has already happened, there's no takana.
Time out. What?
And it's
the Chavetz Chaim stole a lulav.
Yeah, the point is.
And then there was but the details don't matter. Yeah.
The point that I'm saying is that you can't undo it, and the mice is already done, and now the mice you have to sit here, it's so kiss, you're sitting in front of you this lulav, and like, so I could sit down and do nothing, or I could pick up the lulav and at least do a part of what the Kosh Baruch wants. Yet the Raman still says, "Eyachi Baruch Hu, Kosh Baruch Hu is telling you still, like, don't do anything, because like
you're gonna steal a lulav and
no, the lulav's already stolen."
So we'll get to that. So you're already getting on the parameters. A lot of Rishonim think that then in that case it won't be Mitzvah Avera in that situation. We'll see. That's a major point for a lot of Rishonim is that wouldn't, if it's already nicknamed prior to the Mitzvah, we'll have to get to defining that, then there's not going to be Ipsil Mitzvah Avera. There are Rishonim that disagree, Renitam primarily, but most Rishonim think that it already emerges from the Gemara, which we'll get to, that wouldn't be mitzvah b'avera. It's only if this is b'shat ha-mitzvah. Or at least it's still relevant b'shat ha-mitzvah in some way, the avera. So that you'd be doing it more if you were to be no-tell it. We'll see. But either way, I mean, yeah, so I would say it's better to refrain from the mitzvah then. Than to be over the lav. The truth is, and I didn't want to get into this, but the Rabbeinu David makes an explicit point. I probably should have quoted it, but I don't think I did. That when Lishitaso, Psul Mitzvah Bavera is only Derabanan. He says, however, the fact that you're supposed to not do it, that is Deraisa, Misvara. So he would tell you, even though he thinks it's only Derabanan, he would tell you on that point, though, that's deraisa. Deraisa, you should not be taking it. That's it. If you can't fulfill the mitzvah, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. If you could have and it's your fault, so then that's a separate thing. And if you can't, you're honest. But you can't do an avera in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Yeah.
Isn't that pasha that has nothing to do with mitzvah above avera? It's mean deraisa that you can't do it because it's an avera and it's also just avera. So it has nothing to do with mitzvah.
Well, you were just telling me though that you know I so then.
Yeah, I know this is built off your answer to me.
Oh. He's saying it's pasha. I agree. Yeah. I don't think anybody disagrees with that point. I don't think anybody else who doesn't, I mean, everybody else who thinks that this is only Dindurban, they're only talking about the psul, but that you shouldn't do it, that's obviously deraisa. Nobody's saying, well, just go ahead and might as well be Mekayim and Mitzvah. In the cases, even those who think that would be still a Mitzvah, meaning it's already Nigzal, but it doesn't work. You can't do that. You can't, yeah. All right, so that's the issue of just the makor. So now we'll move on to start the question of the parameters, in particular, the question of the psul mitzvah b'avera. What mitzvahs does this apply to? Does it apply to only certain kinds of mitzvahs? Does it apply to all mitzvahs? So here, there are two issues that we're going to look into, but the major one is one that comes up within the Balei Tosfos that perhaps is a chiluk here between mitzvahs deraisa. Only certain mitzvahs deraisa. And this is the answer, this is the suggestion that is attributed by all the Rishonim to Balei HaTosfos, in terms of which Balei HaTosfos we actually find it in. So the earliest we have it is in the Tosfos Harash and Tosfos Reina Peretz, Tosfos Harash obviously earlier. As an answer to the question, they come up with this in the context of the question of why do you need a pasuk for Matzah Shel Tevel, right? So it's not that it's Derabanan. Rather, so here you have one answer that the Rishonim give. It's because matzah is not the kind of mitzvah to which the psul mitzvah b'avera applies. what's the mitzvah? What do you mean? So they make the following claim that the psul mitzvah of avera is limited to mitzvos mishum ritzu. I'm just going to say it in simple formulation. We'll come back later to see if there's a level of complexity here in terms of just the different formulations you find in Rishonim. The basic shita that's in Rov Rishonim, this is the way it's formulated, is that the only mitzvos to which this psul applies is mitzvos that are mishum ritzu, like korban. Right, korban is not simply a ma'aseh mitzvah per se. It has an effect. It's v'nir tzelo l'chaper lo. Right, it's balaratzos to please the Ribono Shel Olam. Part of that. So that's that kind of mitzvah where it's in order to please the Ribono Shel Olam. So then, when that's an element of the mitzvah, so then mitzvah b'avera is puzzle. But stamkach. Despite what all the argument I just gave for it being a svara, stamkach, if it's just a regular mitzvah, just a mitzvah sentila, ma'aseh mitzvah, so then that wouldn't be pasul.
Okay? Very nicely with the svara.
Yeah, it's better with the svara.
I was saying this is true of all mitzvahs, so.
Yeah, even
they're saying something a little bit different. They're saying.
I think reference to Ben Dov is one of those that ain't kathik or nice as a nick, or that's like the svara that they're buying.
Yes, I like that as a basic, as a svara more generally. It's clear that you're saying I thought the whole point was just that was that this is true of all mitzvahs. It's not so much that it's mishum ritzoi, but that you have to look at it, it's a little bit of a different svara. You have to look at it as, does this comply with the Baruch's will? What they're saying here is that if you have a mitzvah which is defined, and this is part of the chiddush here, is that let's say you talk about korban, which is clearly psukim speak of it constantly as being l'ratzon. They're saying that it's not just something that it does. That's actually an ikar, part of the normative demand of mitzvah. It has to please the Ribono Shel Olam, and if it's bav avera, then it doesn't please him. So therefore, it's just not a kiyum mitzvah. It's not quite the same idea as simply saying, does this comply with his will? It's that, but it's just more with the focus on the particular point that this part of this mitzvah is l'ratzos. So that's in any event, that's what they say. They say that this is true. That this is the reason why matzah shel tevel doesn't. There's no psul of matzah shel tevel, and for this reason you would say there's also no psul of matzah hagazel, matzah gzula, because this is not a mitzvah mishum ritzui, and that's why you don't need, that's why you need a pasuk for matzah shel tevel, that's why you need a pasuk for sukkah gzula. Sukkah also, not a mitzvah mishum ritzui. So this is the formulation you have in the Rashba and the Pirates, so just read quickly. The Rash says, V'yishlamar d'shani luluv, shemahalim bo mishapchim l'makom v'chein korban v'keyot zibat d'hasukkah v'chul v'chul. That formulation is actually a little bit of an outlier. The one you more typically have in Rishonim is focused on the Ritzoy element. In the Rabbinic Parrots, for instance, V'yishlam Roshani Lulav Hagazul Mahalim Bo Meshachim Bo Lefnei Makom Kidei L'Ratzos Bo V'chein Korban V'chein Mitzvah Sabalos Mishom Ritzoy. There, Mitzvah B'Avera isn't the Kima Mitzvah. Again, idea being, part of the normative element of the Mitzvah is that it is pleasing, it is Meratzah, and if it's done B'Avera, it's not Meratzah. Therefore, it's just not a Kima Mitzvah. That's all true for mitzvahs mishum ritzoi, but something which is, for instance, like matzah shel tevel, avahacha de'eno balaratzos lo mematina mishum mitzvah b'avera. And again, you have it in Rabbeinu David. Again, this is cited all over in Rishonim, that this is limited to mitzvahs mishum ritzoi. The way Rabbeinu David says it, she'ein din mitzvah b'avera el inyan korban ke'inyan shekasuv sone gezel ba'ola she'ein kategen or asasanegor, etc. So it's got to be that something which is balaratzos, like a korban. All right, so first of all, the Rid of David and the Ritva point out, and the Rabbana already did as well, that this is clearly not the position of the Rishami that we had seen last week about matzah. I mean, the Rishami seems to pass matzah. It seems to also consider the possibility that you could potentially have a mitzvah, but there it rejects it, but at least not for the reason that it doesn't apply to this mitzvah. It just says it's not mitzvah b'avera for other reasons. But Korea b'Shabbos. Right, somebody you can't be yotzei mitzvahs kriya on Shabbos because, in theory, you could have said because of mitzvah b'avera. So again, you're not dealing there with the mitzvah mishum ritzui, and yet the Yerushalmi says that the category is relevant. So the Ibn David and the Ritva, they both point out, and the Ban as well, that we take this Yerushalmi seriously, and therefore it's clear we don't accept this. But the Tosos Balei Tosos obviously did not take this Yerushalmi l'halacha. Although we'll get back to that now. All right, so just in terms of this position here, so let's analyze this for a minute. That, you would say, mitzvah, that mitzvah b'avera is limited to mitzvah mishum mitzvah like korban, or that it is applied specifically to that kind of mitzvah, that already is understandable. The idea of there being a mitzvah whose normative element is, it's not just the mitzvah, but ritzoi, okay, that's what you have in korban. But the application to lulav here, I think, is certainly surprising. Right? Again, they're explaining the shita that holds the mitzvah of Avera, the shita in our Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan that paskins that lulav agazel is pasul all shiva because mitzvah of Avera. So the implication is, and they say this explicitly, lulav is also mishum ritzoi. What? That seems to me to be a chiddush. The pasuk says lukachim lachem biyom rishon. Usmachim l'neishem lukechem. Okay, but beinad and ritzoi korban, that already you don't. I mean, where do you see that this is mishum ritzoi? So the truth is, before we get to answering that, I think this one might very well say that, you know, that is possibly the shita of Shmuel in our Gemara, who says that there is no psul mitzvah of a lulav agazel l'shar hayamim. So maybe he doesn't think the whole, he doesn't reject the whole notion of a psul mitzvah of avera, and it's not that he limits it to mitzvah zeraisa either. He thinks that it's, which some rishonim say, both of those some rishonim say, he accepts the basic principle here of the Balei Tosfos, that psul mitzvah of avera applies to mitzvahs which are mishum ritzoi. And he doesn't, and he thinks that that's limited to korban, and we'll see maybe some other mitzvahs, but certainly not to lulav. It doesn't apply to lulav. Lulav is not mishum mitzvah. Lulav is a mitzvah sentila, and therefore, what we're talking about here, Rabbi Yochanan, of mitzvah over there, it doesn't apply here. Yeah?
But doesn't there's a notion of Gemara by Shmuel that it's because he talks that he's yotzei with
a... Right, so, and therefore, the question of whether or not you can be yotzei with a lulav, a gazel, will only depend on whether or not you need lachem. And therefore, since you don't, because... And therefore, since, or I mean, Tokshe Yotzei B'Shal, since you don't need Lachem, that's what it means. But Tokshe Yotzei B'Shal means that in as much as you can, you don't need it to be yours, you can be Yotzei with the Shal, therefore there's not going to be any impediment of Mitzvah B'Avera, you can also be Yotzei B'Gazel.
So he's not explaining why Mitzvah B'Avera doesn't apply, he's stating
right.
That Mitzvah B'Avera doesn't apply.
Exactly. It's an right, exactly. There is a Pnei Yeshua who reads it differently, but I think there's a huge Chiddush in the way he's reading it. I'm not sure. We'll get to that eventually. But that's certainly how I think everybody, nearly everybody, takes Shmuel, certainly all the Rishonim, that mitokshe yotzei b'shal means it's a given that lachem does not apply for shar yamim, whatever the shar yamim are. And inasmuch as lachem doesn't apply, you have no problem being yotzei b'gazel. Meaning, what does he do about mitzvah b'vera? So this is what the Rishonim are struggling with, but a lot of them say, for instance, we'll see today, or maybe not today, but the Baal Ma'or, others, that maybe he doesn't have mitzvah b'vera, others say maybe he doesn't have, think it applies here. That's the right. So what I'm saying is, maybe he doesn't think it applies. Mitzvah Mishum, he accepts that there's mitzvah Be'era, and he accepts also that it's Tafka Mishum Ritzo. He agrees with this Tosos. He doesn't accept that it applies to Lulav. And we'll see. I think that this is quite possibly, I believe, this is a compelling understanding of the Rambam. That's controversial. But I believe that the Rambam paskins like Shmuel here. He mentions mitzvah Be'era explicitly in the context of Hilchos Korban is back when it comes to Korban. I think it's possible that this is what he understood. We'll see whether or not that's how viable that is depends on how you understand him in a couple of other places, including Hilchos Korban, which we'll come back to. But I'm just throwing out there that at least it's possible Shmuel might very well accept this view, accept the idea of Mitzvah Be'era being a din mitzvah Spishim Ritzui, and just not buying that this includes Lulav, and why should it include Lulav? But the Rishonim hold that it does include lulav, so how do we explain it? I mean, how does that make, what's the basis for that? So I think it's pretty clear, first of all, just that they say this is quite obvious. I mean, this is, they say, you're not bashful about this point. V'din ha-lulav, just reading Rita David, for instance, in Pesach HaLamad HaMaviz, is the third line there. V'din ha-lulav k'din korban, she'afu balaratos, okay, ain korban hu. He says it explicitly, right? So it's still, you know, Yeah, so I think that's so I think Adam mentioned that last time also. So I think that's maybe more of a side point. I think the basis for saying this is what you find in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Tanis. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah notes that there are arba prakim, right? Arba four periods of the year in which there is a din. This is right in Yom Diyama, right? So there's Pesach. Nidin al tvua etzeres al peros ha'ilan shavuos you have peros Rosh Hashanah kobay olam right kivnei maron right this is where you get up and get from b'chag nidon on amayim chag being sukkos so chag is the period at which we are nidon over mayim. Mayim literally and mayim perhaps figuratively, sustenance. So the Gemara in Tainus, presumably based on this, the Gemara in Tainus, I think, already notes that there's lulav and esro, that the dalad minim have a critical, crucial function related to this. This is where the Gemara asks, the Mishnah asks, rather, in the first Mishnah in Tainus, so my aim assignment is curing gvuros kesham. When do we start saying mashiva ruach? So it presents a machlokas or bilazar of Yeshua. Do we say it miyotov rishon shachag? Do we say it miyotov ha'achron shachag? So those who hold that you say miyotov rishon shachag, so on what basis? Why do we say that? It's clear that over the period of Chag, it's considered to be a simon klala. It's Rosh Hashanah throwing the kikon shamayim back in our faces, right? Because it makes us unable to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah, or maybe that's a simon of it. But right, it's a simon klala over the course of Chag. So we're just being maskir now for the purpose of having it come later. But why? Well, why start now? So the Gemara presents two options. Where are we here? Ibailu, Rabbi Lazar, Mehecha Gamel. This is page 2 in our Makor sheet. This is the Gemara now. Mehecha Gamel. So where do we derive? Where does Rabbi Lazar get it from? That we should start from the day from Yom Rishon. Milulav Gamel or Minisachamayim Gamel. So does it derive it from lulav or from Nisachamayim? The nafkamina being, if you say Milulav Gamel, then it starts already af haskara bayom. It starts during the day, whereas if it's Minisachamayim, it would only start at night. Okay. So the Gemara ends up saying that we derive it from, that in fact, maybe both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua derive it from lulav. So this is what the Gemara says. My he did Tanya, me emesam is kirin al geshamim. Rabbi Elazar omer mishas nitzidos lulav, Rabbi Yeshua omer mishas hanachaso. I'm sorry, that Rabbi Elazar derives it from nitzidos lulav. Omer Rabbi Elazar hoil, v'arbas haminim halalu, enon ba'an elo l'ratzo salamayim. Why do I hold this? What are they there for? What do they do? They are ba'in l'ratzo salamayim. They are there as an element of ritzoi, of tefillah in a sense, of being meratzo the Ribono Shel Olam, in order to give us a good din regarding mayim. And what's the idea here? And this is something that Chazal held about these dalminim. K'shem she'arba minin halalu i'ashar b'hem b'lo mayim. These minim are uniquely, perhaps, dependent upon a good rain cycle, a good water cycle, the rainwater is being plentiful. So we're coming with these instruments, with these chafatzim, with these minim that are dependent on the rain. What we're saying is, kachi yishal alam b'lamayim, we need mayim, and this is sort of a reminder of that. So this is, these minim are ba'in l'ratzos alamayim. And therefore, this is the good time. This is when we should say maskir and gvuros kesham. Now, if you just had this Gemara, so I would have said, okay, so that tells us that there is this function to lulav and esrog, and maybe that's all it is. Even that is significant, and you find this already has repercussions in the Rishonim. The Shavila Lekik touches his brother as giving an explanation of why we make the bracha. This is a large topic. Why brachos and mitzvah in general are be'amida. Why is this one be'amida? V'od kasav mashem brachan alulav be'amida. Why the fimash shaninu v'chag yidon alamayim v'arbas minin halalu hein tzanigori in haba'in l'ratzos alamayim mitzvah baldin be'amida. So that's why I make the bracha on nitzazulav be'amida. Okay, so it has an element of ritzui. But to say, one second, but to say what these Rishonim are saying is to go one giant step further. Not only that there is this element that they can be, they are meratzim, that is the entire, that is the ikar mitzvaso of netila. Netila is a dalad minim. Netila is a dalad minim is, in a sense, kidei l'ratzos alamayim. It's made ikar mitzvaso, such that if you don't have the ritzui, you don't have the mitzvah. Not just that you're not meratzah, you have no mitzvah, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Now, in one other, and this I guess we'll close for now, or no, we have a few more minutes. Yeah, you have a question?
Yeah, I have two things. One, don't the Rishonim quote a Gemara? For a Gemara on the
Aflamid
for why
it's
Ritzoi?
Mahalim Mishavkin? No, it's not a Gemara.
They call Luluva Guzzle Vishor. They call Luluva Guzzle
as the. Right.
So isn't that where they're getting this idea of Ritzoi from?
So you're saying the language of Mahalan, but the language of Mahalan Bo Meshaplin Bo is not a Gemara.
Oh, it's not a Gemara.
No, they're not pointing to a Gemara. That this is somewhat, this is not quite what the way I'm expressing it. That's the point I wanted to come back to, maybe another Chabura. But even the Ravina Peretz who does mention the Halal and the Shevach, that's Kedei L'Ratzos. So it's still ultimately an issue of Ritzoi. He's giving you another theme. There's not just sort of the Tchino Vakasha of symbolized with the Ritzoi, but it's through the Mahalal the Shevach. We'll get to that. But he also cites that, and we'll come to that. Yeah.
Also, do you have to say that the Rishonim are saying that it's necessarily the whole point of the mitzvah, or because it just
I don't want to say the whole point, but it's necessary for kima mitzvah that this is it's mishum ritzoi in the same sense as korban mishum ritzoi. If you say that, you could have said about korban again. It's just the ma'aseh mitzvah. The ritzoi is sort of it's already not that's being osek bekavshut derachmana.
In fact, they marched around the mizbeach the fourth parak
Right. So we'll get to that. Maybe. Maybe that could not. We'll see. It's possible, but we'll see that. At least some Achronim thought that Lulav Mikdash is actually the opposite. We'll get to that. Yeah. Yeah.
Could the Nanuman be any
evidence
towards this?
Yeah, I think it could. I think it could be Nanuman towards this. It could also be Nanuman which reflect another element, which in a certain level seems to be discordant with this, which is Halal, the Simcha. Halal v'simcha. I'm putting in the context of simcha specifically, which we'll come back to because you see already the Ravina Peretz throws them together. The Meiri thought that Nanum symbolized simcha. We'll come back to it, but it's possible. And in fact, the Gemara cites that it's kedei la'atzar haruach. Of course, I think it is possible. But the Nanum themselves are at best what the Gemara calls them shayri mitzvah. So that's not that wouldn't illustrate that their meikar mitzvah in tilaso is l'ratzos. That would. I mean, there is where you have most of you don't even say explicitly. This is not meikar mitzvah; it's what the Gemara calls shairi mitzvah, shvichas shirayim. So it's like a secondary thing. You can it's actually maybe the model of like a secondary element. You can also use it for, but then so we'll see. We'll get back to nanum. Not everybody agreed to that, but that seems to be the pasha of the Gemara. So it wouldn't really be a good illustration of it being meikar mitzvah. But it would be consistent with the idea of it being Raza. I agree with that. But where you do find an illustration or reflection of this being Meikar Mitzvaso is in the Meiri. The Meiri, and it's a compelling explanation of something which he thought was Tamua. The Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph Amud Beis has a pasuk to tell you that every person has to take a lulav. Not that their own lulav. That's a separate. That's from Lukatim Lechem. Just from Lukatim, right? This is the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Minahani Milei. We have a drasha that every single person needs to take a lulav. And presumably, I mean, it's not clear exactly what we're coming lafuke, but at the very least, maybe I could motzi many people with it. Maybe you only need one person to bring it. I don't know. Everybody has to take a lulav. So the Meiri asks the obvious question. This is there, the Meiri on Mem Aleph Beis. Do we see that we have a pasuk to tell us that tefillin, everybody's got to wear tefillin, and we have a drasha that we can medayik has to be every single person and not what? Not other people can be motzi. Why would I think that you can be motzi? Shem amru b'shofar megillah d'meim who mibnei shem tefillin mishmiya. And that you can have in the context of mitzvos mishum shmei keona. But mehechtesi mitzvah b'maisa. So this is what the Meiri responds. I don't know. He's quoting the name of. I don't know if we can identify them. Nikomakum tirtzu ba shemei achrisha eno ba el laratzal amayim. Lulav is only dalat minim or ba im laratzal amayim. Eno el laratzal amayim. Haisi omer sheyitlu bezin v'dayinu b'chach lachach utzuch lavia min mikra. The reason is because even if I knew about mitzvahs l'kachdem lachem yom rishonai, we didn't have that as a special drasha that l'chol echa b'yachad. I would have said, you know what, it's like a mitzvah, it's like a korban tzibur. It's a mitzvah mishum ritzui. It's, you know what it's parallel to? It's parallel to what you have in the other chagim, which the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah defines as being a kind of a ritzui. You have the omer b'chag, you have the omer on Pesach, you have the shtei lechem and shvuos, which are kidei sheyis baruchu. So this is a kind of a korban tzibur. I could have said, mitzvah lulav, dalad minim, it's mishum ritzui. So maybe dafka bezin has to take it, has to do it. Kamashmalan, that's why you need a special drasha to tell you l'kachlo chem. So here you see, at least as a havamina, that this notion of the ritzoi being a fundamental element within the kiyuma mitzvahs l'kichas alu, netilas dad minin, you already find that in the Meiri. That was the havamina. I could have said that maybe you don't need every single person to take it. Maybe it's just a matter, it's a mitzvah mishum ritzoi, so we'll treat it like other ritzuyim that we have. It's a mitzvah, it's like a korban tzibur. It's a mitzvah tziburis. Just basically needs to take the lulav. Kamash Malan, what? Kamash Malan, it's not a mitzvah mishum ritzoi, or Kamash Malan, it's mishum ritzoi, but it's the kichel kol echad v'yachad. Liz Rishonim are saying, again, I'm not sure if they're, if they need to say what the Meiri's, you know, the explanation of the Meiri for this particular din, but it certainly works well with them. Kamash Malan, that it's, everybody needs to take it, but it's still a mitzvah mishum ritzoi. So that's what I think you find in Liz Rishonim. And I'll just add one other thing, which is that the Gemara uses the Lashon for some of the psulim, a couple times. I just quoted you one here. This is from Rava, Divrei Rava, and Samech, and Lamed Beis Mamed Aleph. So it's a lulav, it's machlokes shonim, several different pirushim what this means, but let's say Rashi's, which it only has alim from one side. So the Gemara says, that's pasul. What's the explanation? Baal mumhu. It's a baal mum. So first, the language of baal mum. Where do we know that? Where does that language come from? I mean, that's a language we find regarding korbanos. Korbanos is a psul baal mum. That's something that's in the pasuk, and the pasuk is also not cryptic about what the problem with the mum is. Kosher mum lo sakrivu ki lo l'ratzon yelachem mum bam lo yetzelachem. If it's a mum, it won't be something which can gain ritzoi. So it's quite possible that here too. Now I should point out that some rishonim think that this is mishum hadar. Other rishonim think it's maybe mishum zekeli vanveyu. But I think it's at least possible to consider this as being modeled upon korban. I mean, if it's bab mishum ritzoi, maybe there's a kind of a balmum, not based on hadar, really, or maybe if it's hadar, it's just what hadar is based itself on. Maybe it's like halivam veyu, but based on the notion of it being a balmum. I'm just throwing it out there that at least the language is evocative of mum bam la yertzule. And I think we'll stop. We'll pick up. Yeah. Okay? There's something else I was thinking of, but no.
That's a good place to stop again.
Yeah, that's a good place to stop. Yeah, yeah.
That's where the three dots are.
So Wednesday, position.
Yeah, I'm here on Wednesday.
What else?